Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Hard hit to measure. Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid or more.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And today's guest, the guy we've been chasing for a few days. We've had a couple misfires on my behalf, but I'm so excited to get this young man on. He was on the NFLPA watch list. He also was invited to the Tropical Bowl and the Gridiron Showcase at the conclusion of the season. And this is after only being able to play five games his final year with New Mexico State. The Aggie standout interior defensive lineman, none other than DeShaunte Lloyd. DeShaunte, welcome to the program. We were talking a little bit prior to going on, but can you believe your time at the collegiate level has kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for your pro day on March 12th, 2 days away?
I can kind of believe, man. It's just a blur. But just 1 minute you prepare for the spring practices and prepare for the season, and next minute, you know, you're preparing for your pro day, you know.
Now, we were talking as well, and you do a lot of things well, but the guy your size, I mean, I love your hustle and your tenacity to chase down the ball. I think that's what I was most impressive. Where did you get that stamina? Where did you get that ability to kind of be your size and be able to kind of chase these guys down?
Oh, a lot of it stems from me in my early career with basketball. Basketball is my first sport. I played AAU ball since I was seven. Went all around the country. I played at the highest level, EYBL. We was in some type of EYBL Nike tournament every year, all the way up until I was about 15, and then I kind of transitioned over to football. You know, my parents and stuff, and, you know, mentors was telling me, you know, it's time to start hitting people, you know. That's where you're going to make your money at.
That's excellent stuff, man. So how did you, I guess, find your stuff? I mean, well, they said hitting people. You can hit on both sides of the ball. How did you kind of find your stuff on the defensive side? I'm sure during high school you probably played both sides of the ball, but how did you know the defensive side was going to get you the farthest?
Me personally, I'm more of an aggressor. I like to hit people. I don't like people hitting me. And I did try O-line, I play every position on the O-line, and I just didn't like, you know, being, you know, someone who was getting attacked. You know, I'd rather be the attacker. your hits feel much more.
Hey, I don't blame you, man.
Hits are definitely. Hey, man, you know, it's definitely crazy.
So how did you get lost in the shuffle? You go to the JUCO level coming out of high school, and then obviously you go to the Aggies, you know, and you really light your, you know, you light it on fire. I mean, how did you kind of get lost? Because your talent definitely represents a big-time D1 prospect.
Coming out of high school, or do you mean coming out of college?
Coming out of high school, going into college?
Coming out of high school, I was dealing with a lot of I just was lost my mom, group home. So, you know, just no problem. And I was just in a transition. I was always moving to group home. And, you know, with that, you know, you got different people, different times. I wasn't into school, like, you know, I wasn't just in the school as much as I should have been.
And then, so you go to the College of the Sequoias, and how comfortable did you get?
Right.
I mean, once you arrived, did you knew this was where you belonged?
Yes. The coaches were very welcoming. The players were very welcoming. One of my coaches on the staff, he was from Baltimore. He played at one of my high schools that I attended growing up, because I happened to go to like five different high schools at the high school level.
That is crazy, Deshante, man. Like I said, I mean, AAU stand out. You're traveling across the country. I mean, you have, you know, the mishap of losing your mother. You're at five different high schools. You're at the JUCO level. Then you're the Aggies. Now you're 2 days away. I mean, you have a hell of a story, Deshante, man. And I'm just happy that it's kind of working out for you. Once again, Deshante Lord, your New Mexico State Aggies standout defensive lineman, sharing a little bit of his background as we follow him as his path towards the draft is just a few months away. So once you arrive at the D1 level, you're with the Aggies. I mean, is there a point where you kind of know that what you're doing on Saturdays can get you an opportunity to play on Sundays? When is that moment where you know that this is a legit thing that you can do?
Well, people always told me, you know, I never kind of believed. I thought they were just pumping my head up. But once I got there, you know, started to really get around different people, you know, different talents. I seen the way I stood out, even at this level, and you know, it kind of clicked. And you know, I got a lot of media attention from a lot of you know, high priority guys that was showing a lot of interest. So I just kind of figured, you know, everybody can't be lying, you know, even though I don't see it, you know, even though I don't see it, you know, you guys obviously see something. Yeah.
Now, well, let me ask you this, and because I mean you're on the NFLP watch PA watch list. Your senior season was derailed because of the knee, five games. But you did so much in those five games that you still got the platform to the showcase, the Gridiron Showcase, and the Tropical Bowl. You had great weeks down there, and I think the most important thing is you came back healthy, and that was basically you just kind of, you know, coming back from rehab and injury, and you're playing with the best of college football. What was that experience and like it? And what kind of impression did you want to make on the scouts that you were there to talk with?
First, it's nothing but the grace of God for me to be able to come back and play at the level I was being able to play at in both those All-Star games. But it was definitely hard, you know, getting out there, you know, just being able to try to get back. But the impression that I wanted to make was that, you know, I have the speed, like you said, I just wanted to show my speed off, show my first three steps, because, you know, they're pretty quick, you know, for someone of my size. Just wanted to show that my hand placement off, just show my good IQ. I've always been told I have a great IQ, of, you know, finding a quarterback, you know, in pressure situations.
Nice. What goes unnoticed? And I only ask this to benefit yourself. I mean, a weight room warrior, film junkie, team captain. Maybe the system you ran defensively didn't allow you to show other skills that you possessed. I mean, what are some of the things that we haven't seen on tape that we should know about that benefits you down the road?
You know, one of the biggest things that I feel as though that didn't get noticed was my quarterback skills. I think the coach should have put me on the other side of the ball to play quarterback. obviously, when you're out there on the field, you can't, as a viewer, you don't get to interact with the guys. You just see, you know, bodies moving around. I think one of the things that going on over is just my personality. You know, you don't get a chance to really, you know, indulge with a player when you're watching them. Even when you come to the game, you still, you don't get that full aspect of, you know, who that kid is.
Yeah. You come across, I mean, we could have scheduled the show for an hour. I mean, you've been fantastic. Once again, Deshante Lloyd, the standout from New Mexico State, the Aggies, interior force. Now, I don't want to delve into your private life or private thing, but I was talking to a certain member of the Aggies team, and they said that you're nicknamed Skittles. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. I acquired that name from one of my junior college coaches. We were, you know, I would always wear bright colors in my socks. My socks, one sock would be pink, one sock, another sock would be purple. Then I had like a tie-dye shirt on under it. And one day we was walking out to the field, and one of my coaches was like, "Man, you always brightening my day." And he said, "You know what? I'm gonna call you Skittles from now on." And I was, you know, I kind of stuck with me. It kind of stuck with me, man. At first, I didn't like it, you know, just because of the name. I'm kind of a big guy, you know, big 300-pound guy called Skittles, you know. But as,
that's what makes it great.
Yeah.
Nah.
So as time went on.
Now you. Now you mentioned your size. Now the same teammate, and we'll reveal who it is after the question, he also said that you think that you have the best hands on the entire Aggies team. Is that true?
Oh yeah, I do. You know, I've proven that multiple times. They know. I don't want to call them names out, but they know. You know. I don't know their names out, but you know, you know, we'd be in the gym, and like, you know, everybody, you know, we playing around, and you know, I've called some people up, get the oohs and the eyes. Whenever I get a chance, I'll send you over some film. See you over some film of that.
Nice. I would like to see that. Now, I'll give you, before I reveal who it is, do you want to take a guess on who told me those two things? He plays defense.
He plays defense?
He's a teammate of yours.
Was it Ron? Was it Ron LaForce?
No, it wasn't Ron.
Leon? Leon McQuaker?
No. I'll give you one more guess.
Javon Ferguson?
Nah, it was Derek Ibikwe.
Derek Ibikwe?
Yeah.
He's definitely been in the gym with me a few times. He's definitely been with me. That's crazy.
Now this is the best show. This is the best part of the show. What's something you could tease Derek about?
Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
I said, now this is one of the best parts. Now Derek isn't here. So what's one of the things that we don't know about Derek that's kind of funny?
Oh, this guy is a camera. He's a camera guy. He finds that camera. I remember going through our bowl last year when we won the 2017 Arizona Bowl. It was every time the cameras came out, he was the first one there. Even on Snapchat, I follow him on Snapchat and Instagram. He's a camera guy. He loves the camera. He loves the camera. He can shoot. As far as basketball, he can shoot. When you look at him, you see the muscles. You see the muscles, but you think, nah, he can't shoot. He's too stocky and, you know, choked up. But he can actually shoot the ball pretty well. I don't know about his handles. Don't quote me on it.
Wonderful. Once again, DeShante Lord breaking things down. Is there anybody at the next level that I'm not saying you compare yourself to, or maybe your teammates and coaches say you remind them of, that's in the National Football League?
A lot of the guys that I do look at, I look at Aaron Donald. I look at Ndamukong Suh. He is mainly one of the guys I really look at, just because the way how he comes, he brings his attitude to the game. One of the attributes you will definitely need playing D line is that attitude. You can't be soft out there, and I think Sue was definitely a good example of the attitude you need to bring to the game. I watch a lot of his when he make the top 100. A lot of the guys the opposing offensive line. A lot of them guys, you know, they sound pretty scared of him, and even, you know, some of them use words that'll kind of give you that hint that, you know, when they line up against him, they get kind of big eyed. Because they know, you know, his capabilities, you know. He's kind of one of the guys I try to model my game at. Fletcher Cox from Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles. Uh-huh.
I kind of try to model my game after these guys. I try to model my game after them guys.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you this, because you come across as one of the funnest guys we've had on the show all year. When does that, you know, change happen where you become super nice, you know, Skittles, come into the mean, aggressive, I'm coming at you, Suh type?
It really happens, you know, before the game, probably about the day before the game, you know, I kind of lock in. I get my headphones, you know, I kind of get separated from everybody. I just kind of just think about my past, you know, where I come from, and it brings back, you know, kind of, you know, a lot of hard memories. And it kind of just reminds me, you know, where I come from and, you know, where I'm not trying to go, you know, after I'm done with college. So it kind of brings that grit back. And, you know, they bring, you know, a lot of the anger back, you know. So that's, you know, that's where it comes from. And that's what kind of gears me to my games.
Awesome stuff. Hey, man, we're almost out of time, but we never like to leave you without having a little bit of fun. We call it three and out, a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
I'm ready, man. Shoot the shot.
All right. Now, I'm curious, just because of your size and your athleticism, at the AAU level, who was the guy you wanted to be NBA-wise, and what was your best attribute as a basketball player?
I wanted to be Charles Barkley. The way how he got up and down the court, that's kind of how I tried to model my game. The only thing is he had bounce. I had the handles like Charles. I had the swag like Charles. Charles had a little bit of off. He was a little bit lighter than me, but he could dunk. I mean, I can dunk too, but he was like mine. I probably get like 2 out of 3. He was 3 out of 3. He was 3 out of 3. So I kind of try to model my game after Charles.
Nice. And how about this one? Are you a better dancer or a better dresser?
That's kind of tough. I'm gonna have to go with. I think I'm gonna have to go. I'm a better dresser than I am dancer. I can move though. I got a mean two step, man. I tell you,
I believe it.
I got a mean two step,
I believe it.
I got a mean two step. I definitely say I'm a better dresser than I am dancer.
All right. And then the final one, and we've been asking this question for a long time. I think it's the favorite question you gentlemen enjoy to answer. Female celebrities, DeShante, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Woo, you're trying to get me in trouble, man.
Just dinner.
You say just dinner. The first thought is Halle Berry, but I think if I had to, I'm gonna go with Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle Union.
I like her personality. You know, I'm hoping Wade kind of messes up, do some bonehead things, so I can go and slide off in there. You know, trying to make my make my impression.
I love it.
But
I think. Did we talk to Leon? We had McCraker on yesterday, and I think
yes,
who did he wanted to say? Oh, he wanted to say Russell Wilson's wife, but he said he didn't want to say her just in case if he goes to Seattle, he didn't want to go to cause no hard feelings.
Sierra. He's talking Sierra.
Yeah, Sierra. Yeah, he said he wanted to say her, but in the back of his mind, he wanted to keep things cool with Seattle in case they're looking at him. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah. You got your quarterback looking at you funny every time he brings his wife around.
Well, hey, man, we are almost out of time. But, man, I am so glad we were able to kind of nail this thing down. Best of luck on, Tuesday, March 12th, Pro Day. Man, I can't wait to find out how you did. I know you're going to impress. But we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
I appreciate you having me, man. I really do.
No problem at all. Once again, that is DeShante Lloyd. And what a terrific young man. And this kid has a really good pulse about him right now. You remember 5 games this kid played, and he was on the NFLPA watch list, and he was still invited and accepted to play in the Tropical Bowl and the Gridiron Showcase. And that comes from scouts wanting to see more of these guys. So that just kind of gives you a little bit of an indicator what the eyes that, you know, the evaluators of the game see in this young man. And obviously, you know, comes across fantastic. And then that athletic basketball background, and those are all the tangibles. You just know the kid's an athlete. And has the hustle and the heart, and then he has that aggressiveness. And I love how he kind of touched bases. You never want to be on the interior and be soft, and he's far from that. He's going to get after it. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and it's bioagostinpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.